If there's one rule in life that we know better than any other, and yet that we break more often than any other, it would have to be the golden rule. Yeah, you know it too. Luke chapter 6, verse 31, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." It was something that Jesus said, and the logic, the power of the golden rule is absolutely inescapable. I mean, you can't argue with it. So why is it then that we all break this rule over and over again, day after day? Let me show you how easy it is. I had an odd experience the other day. I went to a new medical clinic for a yellow fever shot for an overseas trip. And of course, I'm a new patient, so I have to give them all my personal details. Fair enough. So they make me stand at a computer in a busy hallway. It was on a bench just too high for me to type comfortably. I had to punch in my name and address and age right through my lifelong medical history. Okay, it wasn't ideal, but I'm computer savvy and I managed. Although I couldn't help but wonder how my 87-year-old mother might have coped in similar circumstances. Remember, this is a doctor's surgery. They're supposed to look after people. Those are the thoughts that are going through my head just as I'm picking away at the keyboard. And then, to add insult to injury, right at the end of it all, the computer spits out, wait for this, a number. Great. So I wander back to the receptionist and she asks me for, you guessed it, my number. Now, for the last almost 60 years, my name has served as a perfect, unique identifier for me, a perfect label, a perfect handle by which to identify me. But no, these carers, they wanted me to quote a number. So I say through gritted teeth, with as much civility as one can muster at this point, I didn't write it down. That'll fix her. She'll have to ask me my name now. But she says, that's okay, the computer just SMS'd it to your phone. I go to the doctor just to be reduced to a number in their system. And the only thing that this efficient, apparently uncaring receptionist wants to know about me is my number. I wonder, how often do we treat other people like that, without even thinking about it? And that's it, isn't it? If we only stop to think, if we only put ourselves in their shoes for a moment, it's all a matter of perspective. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's God's word, fresh for you today.